USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I do what I think it's right.
The nation's first lady opens up about dealing with nonstop public scrutiny and criticism, saying the media should, in her words, focus on substance, not gossip and nonsense.
I know I will get the criticism from the public or from the media, but I will do what is right and what I feel is right for the country and for the people.
Melania Trump talking with Sean Hannity of Fox News yesterday while aboard the aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush as she paid its crew a holiday season visit. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen will be in prison for 3 years after a federal judge orders him to surrender on the 6th of March as Cohen's pleaded guilty to tax fraud, bank fraud, and violations of campaign finance laws. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Three people who've been missing in an abandoned West Virginia coal mine now safely rescued. A person found on Monday was able to give authorities information about where the others might be, and they were finally freed yesterday. Two Israelis have been killed, at least two injured, in a shooting attack in the West Bank. The shooter identified as a Palestinian man who opened fire at a bus stop. British Prime Minister Theresa May, for now, has survived a no-confidence vote of her own Conservative Party.
Lawmakers rejected the no-confidence motion to May's leadership 200-117, but the win by Theresa May has exposed the bitter split in her own party over Great Britain's departure from the EU. Still, there is no clue as to how May can plot a course out of the Brexit maze by improving the chances the House of Commons will approve her contentious Brexit deal.
We now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future.
I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
A Tennessee lawmaker taking some heat for suggesting publicly that vaccines may be causing autism. During a town hall meeting a few days ago, Republican Congressman-elect Mark Green questioned data from the CDC and others that's disproven that idea. Green, who's also a doctor himself, says he believes the CDC has committed fraud in managing such data on vaccines. He's walked some of his comments back since, saying he felt they had been misconstrued. The Food and Drug Administration's issued a warning about a product it says is defective and could cause infections in women. USA Radio's Robert Walensky says the product recall involves something marketed as You by Kotex.
The FDA says a defect in some of the products could cause them to come apart.
The deadline to buy or make changes in your health insurance through the Affordable Care Act's marketplace almost here. The open enrollment period ending this Saturday. People in most states can sign up on the federally run marketplace, healthcare.gov. And Virgin Galactic is set to launch its suborbital space plane today. Easy for me to say, or maybe not so much. The plan is to launch the VSS Unity, one of the company's Spaceship Two planes, from a California base today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.